Blackstone Audiobooks presents In the Shadow of Fame, a memoir by the daughter of Eric H. Erickson, by Sue Erickson Bloland. 1. Fame and the Fairy Tale. I have been preoccupied for many years with the subject of fame. My father became famous when I was 13, and his celebrity has since affected virtually every aspect of my life. Dad was never well known in the way that movie or television personalities become publicly recognizable. He was a psychoanalyst whose ideas and style of writing appealed to many people outside his own field, to scholars in a wide range of disciplines, and to the lay public, making him one of the most widely read and influential psychoanalysts in the world. At the peak of his renown in the United States, Dad was thought of as a cultural icon, and his face appeared from time to time in the pages of the New York Times, or on the cover of Newsweek or other widely read magazines. Because of this media exposure, he would occasionally be recognized in a restaurant, for example, where people at nearby tables would whisper to each other as he was seated, or a flustered waitress, perhaps having read his best-known book, Childhood and Society, in her college psychology course, would ask for his autograph. Such celebrity sightings could be erroneous, however. Dad was so distinguished-looking, with his blue eyes and shock of long white hair, that he elicited attention in places from people who weren't really sure who he was, but were sure he must be somebody. Sometimes they guessed that he was Arthur Fiedler, whom he slightly resembled, for many years the popular conductor of the Boston Pops. It was not the breadth of my father's reputation, the sheer number of people who knew his work, that affected me the most profoundly. It was the intense...